This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Verbena Radio.
Hola, hola everyone, and welcome to the first program of Verbena Radio here at Joy 94.9. I'm very excited to be here with you today, and I want to give a big shout out to Joy for giving us this space to all our Latin community. I'm Jorge. I'm going to be your host for these next 8 programs in this special edition of this Latin show. But before we start this journey, I would like to introduce my great co-host here, Sandra. How are you today?
Gracias, Jorge. Hola, bebés out there. This is Sandra. I'm really, really excited. This is our very first program, and I'm just really excited. So, Jorge, why don't you tell us what's Verbena?
So, Verbena, you know, we have in Latin America and also Spain, these gatherings that we celebrate together, right? So that's a little bit of the spirit that we want to have here at Verbena Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We want to celebrate our stories, our Latin music, and what a journey. But we also want to thank our friend Miguel for bringing the tunes with Latin music and worldwide sounds to make you dance at the end of every program.
Every episode of Verbena Radio, we're going to have interviews, talks, and then we're going to finish with some music so you can start dancing this summer.
Yeah, amazing.
We are going to start this program about community groups. Why are community groups important? They create safe spaces and a supporting environment for everyone to connect, feel seen, and truly be themselves.
Yeah, the sense of belonging, yeah? You need the community groups just to feel that you belong to something, and that's part of our essential needs.
I remember myself arriving in Australia from New Zealand. I was in this period of traveling, right? And when I arrived in Melbourne, I remember myself meeting all these incredible people here, but I also wanted to connect, you know, with my roots, my Latin American background. So I went to the website and found an event of an LGBTQIA+ Latin community group here in Melbourne. And I think you're also connected with this group, Sandra.
Yes, that's right. So I remember back then, I think it's going to be now 10 years, 2015. I remember pretty good that. So the first time that I connected with this community group was here in Australia as an international student. And I remember they inviting me to do something like a volunteer. And it was really interesting for me because it was part of the community, but also was a part of the LGBTI+ community. And that was my first approach to this community group.
And with that, we are going to start this show with Cristian Cortez, founder of LARC, the Latin American and Hispanic Rainbow Community here in Melbourne. Hola, Cristian. ¿Cómo estás?
And an old friend, Cristian.
Yes. Hola. I seem like, these are very familiar faces. And congratulations. Congratulations, guys, with creating this space. This is great. You know, we are one of the only countries to have an LGBTI radio station is still alive, and for us to have a space like this, I have
it's
Latinos
awesome.
Running great. The house. So congratulations, and I'm so glad to see you guys doing this.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you here, Cristian. It's awesome that we can share this space with you.
Well, thank you. I'm here. You know, whenever you want to have me, I'll come here. I'm happy.
And then
happy
we go after and do something else, yeah? Because
yes,
it's always fun.
Yes, that's right. Go for drinks or something else.
And also, we want to introduce Jose Octavio Ruiz, curator of...
Yeah, Jose Octavio Ortiz, curator of the exhibition Queer Latins Migrant Down Under. That it was in the Pride Center, Victoria Pride Center, in 2024. Jose, very welcome here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. And as well, big, huge congratulations for this big project that you
thank
have
you.
Ahead. Wish you the best. And what an amazing way to express Latin and Hispanic community to and share it with the Australian community. Thank you for being.
But I guess the main thing is that we can have people like you both, that we can, you know, open spaces for our community.
LARC as a community group made so good to us as well. And Jose, with your exhibition, we have some moment to talk about it. So special. And we are so thrilled to have Paul Horwell, the CEO of the Victorian Pride Center, who's going to join us later on. So if you haven't heard about the Pride Center or want to get involved, stay tuned.
Estás escuchando Verbena Radio en Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Verbena Radio with Sandra and Jorge here at Joy 94.9. Let's start this conversation about community groups. Christian, tell us please about LARC, how it started and what inspired you to create LARC.
Yes, LARC started officially back in 2016. But the idea of LARC probably started a couple of years before. At the time, I was working at Living Positive Victoria, which is an organization that advocates for people living with HIV. And we started to have a lot of cases and referrals from clinics and from doctors and nurses. And they were in a huge need for a person of a Spanish speaking background. And so at that time, I did help with that. And within that context, I also realized that there was a lot of isolation. There was a lot of like a lack of sense of belonging. There was, crisis that everyone who migrates to any country experiences, that we call it in Spanish, duelo migratorio. And that disconnection and wanting to, you know, be new to any place, to new country, and not having anyone, imagine that.
Yeah, and I imagine like back then, the population of Spanish speakers were like not that big, like now,
yeah? Not
that
big, exactly. And so I thought that, you know, let's create a space where that everyone is welcome, because, you know, sometimes it was these guys that were, you know, living with HIV, they have their partners as well that sometimes were Australian or they sometimes weren't Australians, and there was a lot of complexities about that, and there was the need of socialize the social component, and that's how kind of the idea started. But then I got in touch with someone from Torn Harbour Health Now, that back then was called the Victorian AIDS Council, and they did have this experience with other communities, the Asian community, migrants that also needed that. They were not necessarily living with HIV, but they needed that connection with other people from their own communities. And kind of like they draw me to that direction of why just make this about the entire LGBTI community, because there's a lot of needs for women, for the transgender population, and for gay men as well. And at that time, we weren't really talking a lot about other expressions of sexual identity or general gender identity, like being non-binary or gender fluid. So we tried to create something that was as open in terms of sexuality identifying, mm-hmm. but also in terms of the cultural identity that we have. We do carry lots of identities around us, you know? It's not only the sexual bit, it's the cultural thing, the faith, or all of those things come together, and they are intersections that make us. And I think LARC has tried to be that space for anyone to come and have a space. And even if in the future people will have something different and there will be a different expression or whatever it is, I think so we'll be open to welcome that. Like we try to be a very safe space and open space.
Yeah, and it has been like a long way since you guys started. But Christian, just for our listeners out there, what's LAHRC? L-A-H-R-C.
So the acronym, it was before we were called LGBTI Latinos. That was the original name. And then the first committee that was the reunited in 2016. And they have a meeting. They decided, okay, let's create a name. And we actually vote for different names. We put it on social media at that time. And people selected LAHRC. The Latin American and Hispanic Rainbow Community. Hispanic because we wanted to include people from Spain as well. And then after that, also LAHRC rhymes in English with the name of a bird called LAHRC. And then that was something that came during the conversation. It was like, you know, this is a beautiful bird. It makes freedom. Maybe your logo could be about it.
Yeah, nice.
Which, you know, but yeah, that was the, I guess, the meaning of LAHRC because, you know, we know that it's a very long name.
Christian, I'm actually so happy that I was able to join the group as well. And I can see that you have so many initiatives with the group and with the community, right? So what are some of your key projects at the moment or initiatives that LAHRC is having with the community?
At the moment, look, we are in summer and we
just
always
started.
Yes. well it
happy
is
times for Latins.
It's our time, right?
Yeah, it's our time. I'm so glad that it's getting warmer and we are planning our events with Midsummer as always. Woo-hoo. Every year. So just stay tuned for dates and things like that. But it will be, you know, really great to again have you know, those spaces when we get to share our culture and share with other groups as well, which is really important.
And you actually won a couple of awards, right? With
we have
so humble.
we bring a lot of energy and we tried also to be meaningful as well. There's been a little bit of political engagement during those during the Pride March, and without being too serious, but also you know, being fun and having a message. So I think that's been a good combination.
Yeah, I have to say congratulations, Christian, because I remember I met you back then in 2015 when there
yes.
was like a...
Well, you were part
yes,
of the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it was a big recruitment of volunteers. And I was surprised actually back then when I saw like so many people, Spanish speaker, and also from the LGBTI community.
Yes.
And the idea started there in Imagine Where You Are and all those awards that you know.
We all have. So it is, and I just so many people that have been engaged in the past and have helped pave the way for LAHRC. Now we have a really good board and we have a lot of projects and we want LAHRC to become something even bigger. Just to not only provide a safe space for people of Latin American and Hispanic backgrounds, but also to share all culture with Australian
Absolutely.
People. The Australian yeah. people love music, loves our food, and we have a lot to give as well and to share.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And but you've been key all this time, so much consistency and all the work that you put into this project, and you know, that's the outcomes are out there and the community is growing and that you're providing this space for people to socialize and feel that they belong to something.
Absolutely. And also with all these events that going back like to my times when I arrived in Australia, right? I went to a social gathering that it was in a venue in Smith Street. And that was actually how I started my journey with LAHRC. And I saw great events that you put out there as well recently with the Day of the Dead, you know, all these.
Yeah, that just happened back in October.
Yeah,
it was
right.
amazing.
It was a great, great opportunity, you know, like to have fun and also like to bring our friends. So, Christian, now how do you see LAHRC from now on? What are the plans moving forward?
What's next? What's the vision?
Yes, I think we need to keep what we already have, keep it happening. We don't want to lose speed. We don't want to make people lose interest. So we need to kind of keep going with what works. Sometimes things don't work, and then we just stop doing them. And then if the need it comes back again, then we'll just redo those things. But I guess at the moment, the board of LARC is interested in incorporating. That's a really, really big step for us. Because for us to be able to provide those spaces, those events, we need to be organized ourselves. So we really hope that we get that done. And after that, then we could 100% focus on events and maybe more things that we might build the capacity to do it. But just remember, this is just volunteers that are running events, that are doing social media, marketing, contacting with, giving support to other members. And so it is hard work. So hopefully we will have more of a structure to do that.
Christian, let us know how we can contact LARC. How can they find you?
Yes, well, we are basically in most of the social media platforms, but mainly Facebook and Instagram. Just look for the tag LARC Australia. We also have a website, which is larc.org.au, and you will be able to find information about us in there. We also have a mailing list. Please join the mailing list so then you get our newsletter, Gazeta, which has all the information for our events and events from other organizations that might be of your interest.
Yeah, and there is opportunity for everyone out there. Yeah, depending on their skills, everyone is welcome to join the organization.
Absolutely. And if you have an idea of something that you want to do in our community, just please come and you are welcome.
Great. Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christian, for sharing. LARC, we are so happy to have you here. Let's continue. This is Verbena Radio with Sandra and Jorge at Joy 94.9.
94.9.
Estás sintonizado a Verbena Radio con Jorge y Sandra.
Hello, hola, and welcome back to Verbena Radio with Sandra and Jorge here at Joy 94.9. And now we are so thrilled and happy to have Paul Horwell, the CEO of the Victoria Pride Center, here with us. So welcome, Paul. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Jorge. Thank you, Sandra. And thank you for inviting me on your wonderful show. It's so lovely to be here.
Oh, thank you for being here.
You know that this show is built to share our Latin stories and music with everyone, with Latinos, Australians, and people from all over the world. And we would like to know, what is the Pride Center, so everyone can get involved with the Pride Center?
Great. Well, thank you for asking that wonderful question. So the Pride Center, the Victorian Pride Center, is based here in St Kilda, and it was built back in 2021 as a community hub to house lots of community organizations. We've got 14 resident organizations here at the center. All but two of them are registered charities, covering things like sexual health, suicide prevention. We have the Queer Archives, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, Minus 18, and a whole bunch of other organizations that we really try and bring together into one hub to get that connection. And very much like you were talking about the connection with music and make the conversations about people, we really want the Pride Center to be a place where people can come together and meet and share stories. It's here for everyone, and our doors are open. We've got a policy, open doors, open minds, open hearts, because we really want it to be a center where people can come and feel safe and feel included. To be the people who they want to be. So if anyone is interested in coming, just jump onto our website, which is pridecenter.org.au. There's a whole bunch of information. But we're particularly interested in hearing from people from marginalized communities or people who don't think they've got their voice or they've got a place that they can go to. We've got lots of amazing spaces, and we'd love to talk to you.
just wondering, I want to know like how our Latin LGBTQI plus can get involved with the Victoria Pride Center.
A good question. There's a lot of different ways. First off, volunteering. Jorge himself is a, if I can say that, is a great volunteer. And quite often we find when people come to Australia, we have quite a few volunteers who don't have community, who don't have family, and we create our own chosen family. And
that's right.
The Pride Center has been a great place for people to meet new people, like-minded people, and begin to make those relationships. So certainly volunteering is one great example. We hold a whole bunch of events. We have multicultural festivals. We have information days and evenings. So really depending on what you want to do or what you want to see, we've got something here for everyone. We had a great exhibition here of Latinx peoples, which was phenomenal, very vibrant, colorful thing. So there's just a lot of activities. So yeah, come and jump onto the website, see what interests you and come on down. Everyone is welcome.
Paul, what was the history to the building and with all of these organizations?
The history to the building was lots of these organizations were actually based in a single building in Melbourne CBD, and the City of Melbourne wanted to sell that building. So people like MQFF, Joy, Switchboard, we all shared that space in the middle of the CBD. And when the building was going to be sold, there was nowhere for these organizations to go. So some very clever people got together and said, hey, we need to do something about this. We don't have a home for all these organizations to go to. And so the Pride Center was conceived, and from sort of beginning to end, I think it took about 6 years to get the money, to get the land, to get everything together, to actually bring those organizations together to give us that central hub. The Pride Center doesn't get any government funding. So I think a lot of people who don't know the Pride Center will see this most amazing, beautiful, shiny building. And it is stunning. It's got architectural awards. It's got the most amazing architecture. But we don't get government money, so we only survive on our commercial operations. That's running the bar, getting rent from our tenants, or donations from lots of amazing patrons and donors and sponsors. So if anyone is coming here, just remember that we are a charity. We don't get the cash. Everything we do for love. And we thank everyone else for trying to support us with their donations.
Thank you so much, Paul, for coming to Verbena Radio today. And we will be around the building. We're going to bring all our friends and folks.
Great.
Please.
We're looking forward. We need to have a carnival downstairs with the music, with the dancing.
It, yes.
So, yeah. So I think we need to take the radio show and make it a real life event. So that's the next challenge for Vienna.
Fantastic.
And I also want to say a big shout out to you, Paul, and Joy 94.9. For providing us all this space for us, you know, to welcome our community and talk about our stories, our community and music as well. So it's amazing to have this space.
It's a great passion of mine. So I was on the board of Joy for a couple of years, and briefly last year I was the chair of Joy. And one of my ambitions was really to try and expand not only the content that we make and the audiences, but also to move it into non-English language. So one of the challenges I set down for you is that maybe you need to make a show that is not in English. Maybe it needs to be in Spanish or a different language, or maybe one of the episodes you should do in one of your own languages, and think about how you broaden the reach of the show and of Joy. Joy at the moment is doing great work, and I think we just need to keep pushing the boundaries and extend that out there. There was a Greek music show on Joy maybe 15 years ago that was all in Greek language.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. One of my dear friends, Kyriakos Gold, used to host that. And we should go back to having a Latino show
in
Spanish. So yeah, there you go. A challenge for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Paul. So great to have you here.
Great. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you, Paul. Paul said something very interesting, because we actually had been involved with the Pride Center before, and it was with the Queer Latin Down Under
exhibition.
My God.
Yeah, and we got the curator here. Oh, my God.
That's right. Welcome, Jose. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Thank you.
Jose, thank you so much for coming, and because I think your voice is very important as the curator of this project. How was the experience? What inspired you to create this exhibition?
It was such a great experience. The project started in LARC, led by Christian here and David Cabrera, who were the leaders at that time. And they were looking for, the organization was looking for a window for Latin American queer expression. And a window for people to express their feelings about their journey, their migration journey to Australia. Arun Muñoz was invited as the artist photographer. His background is a photographer, but not only that, he is also a dancer. So he captured in a very emotive way what the queer community, Latin American and Hispanic community, needed to express, and all the different layers of identity that they go one top after another when migrating as a queer Latin American to Australia. In 2024, we were invited by the Victorian Pride Center. It is such a majestic place.
Absolutely.
It is, it is.
And we were invited to have this exhibition. I was thrilled at that time. Not only we were going to be part of an exhibition in the Victorian Pride Center, but also we were going to open the Mitsuma 2024 festival for the center. So it was such a challenging and exciting time that I saw ahead.
And everything aligned, right? Like Mitsuma, the Pride Center, and the exhibition. So that was a great timing.
Yes, totally, totally great timing. The exhibition came across fabulous. There was 21 large scale portraits of different or of a diverse group of queer Latin American and Hispanic people.
And I think this was the very first time that they actually have an exhibition here. I mean, because Pride Center is it's going to be only a couple of years that has been built, yeah? And I believe this was the very first time that we have a Latin exhibition here.
That's
in the
right.
Pride Center. So it was really, really exciting time.
It was such an exciting time. The people, the audience was very engaged with the exhibition. The way it was shown is 21 large-scale portraits of individuals. Each individual was asked to represent their culture and their identity through things that they were wearing in the photograph or also clothing.
Yeah, and I guess the body expression, because I remember when I went to the exhibition, my goodness, you can see in those photos, like all the body language and all the paraphernalia that they were using was amazing. Like it really was telling a story about something, about the culture, about Latins.
Yes. I remember when I was planning the exhibition, I was sitting thinking with a coffee or with a glass of wine, I don't remember. And
probably wine.
Probably. And I was thinking what I want people, the audience, to take home after they see this exhibition. When every time that I plan an exhibition, I always ask myself what people will take home and what is the journey that the exhibition will take them when the audience walk through. Through it. Mm-hmm. So reflecting on that, all the ideas started coming. The portraits, they were paired in the exhibition with a QR code.
Oh, wow.
The QR code was linked to a video that was already filmed, an interview video for each of the sitters, which and they were talking about their experience as Latin American and Hispanic queer migrants to Australia. The portraits, they were also paired with a text abstracted from the video. Everything expressed in a very respectful way. And the stories, oh my God, as you said, Sandra, they were so, some of them emotional. Mm-hmm. Some of them
very powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful. Some of them happy. They were expressing themselves. We as Latin Americans, we are stronger being vulnerable. So we are okay expressing. Well, maybe I am generalizing, but we express our feelings. And I remember at first stages of the planification, I started seeing all the videos one by one. And I thought, well, I'm going to do some fast forward, doing it very, very quickly. But I couldn't. I couldn't. The stories were resonating with me mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you need to listen to the whole story, right?
Yes. At the end, we had this amazing bunch of people sharing their powerful stories, sharing their identities, sharing the problems that they had, and all the happy moments that Australia brought to them.
Thank you so much, Jose. That's so, we wish we could have a bit more of time for you to tell us all that, because me personally is so emotional.
And I felt so happy and proud to have been part of that exhibition as someone that saw the exhibition. And thank you so much for that incredible work that you have done. Thank you, Jose. We hope that can come back in some point, maybe to show it in another space, right?
Definitely. Yes, that is a great project ahead.
Well, we're coming to the end of the program. Really great to have you both, Christian and Jose. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Jose.
Guys.
What a pleasure to have you both here in our first program.
That's right. And now it just come to an end. And well, we just had this incredible time together. We're going to come back next week with another episode of Verbena Radio here at Joy 94.9. Thank you and see you next week.
Adios, bebés.
Bye.
Bye. Congratulations.
Estuviste escuchando Verbena Radio en Joy 94.9. ¡Adiós!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.